any other disagreements which would be there would be sorted out between Kereke and ZANU-PF. Therefore, ZANU-PF withdrew its case from the Constitutional Court and opted for an out-of-court settlement, whereby we had to agree to say Kereke had been duly elected as a member of parliament for ZANU-PF. And that remains the position. And we withdrew our letter to say we're withdrawing our support from Kereke. So Kereke is a duly elected member on the ZANU-PF ticket because of that technicality. So it's a clear matter. Bonesa should not have wasted his time setting up to say there is a stranger in the house, because he's not a stranger at all. That is the district that is between Kereke and ZANU-PF, and it's already sorted out. So there is no disagreement, and there is no stranger in the house. They are all elected and duly elected eligible members of parliament, including Kereke in the house.
So can we draw a parallel with the case of MDC, where they were told that the members who had crossed the floor were no longer members of parliament?
There is no parallel at all. You are talking of members of the MDC. Members of the MDC, if they cross the line, that is their matter with their members to find out who really remain MDC and who are not members.